That's all I really want is love. That's the only thing that's really important to me after 30 years of studying every metaphysical book I could get my hand on, and Course in Miracles and all these other host of books that people always point out to me every day. It's like, how many instructions do we need to read? How many different instructions do we need to read? That's all the, you know, if you read already about 2 or 3 or 4 true books, why don't you stop? And just really take the one that means the most to you and start doing what it says. I'm telling you now, I'm telling you from 30 years in your future. I'm telling you, it is not about how many different forms of the direction can you read. It's really not. You know, it's like following the direction. You know, I like to use this analogy that Spirit reminds me of over and over again. One day Spirit told me I was something like, I wanted to build this house, right? I was like this person that wanted to build this house because I always had my desires. And I was like this person that wanted to build this house. And so I'd go get some hammers and some nails and some saws and screwdrivers, and then I'd throw them on the floor. And then I'd wait and watch them and wait for the house to get built. And then the house wouldn't get built, so I know what I need to do. I go back to the store and I get some more hammers, some more nails, and some more screwdrivers. And that's what you do when you're constantly going from one book to another 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 book, but not actually applying the ideas. Now, one of the challenges is to know when we're doing something and when we're not. This is how you can always tell. When you're doing it, you're getting the result, and you can see it. If you're doing the truth, you will immediately get the result. Looking at the truth isn't the same as doing it. No more than looking at the screwdriver is the same as using it. Everybody with me on that? So if you're getting disgusted with the course or the truth or anything you've been studying, of course it's boring to look at a friggin' hammer for 15 years. I don't blame you for being bored. Of course it's boring to look at the screwdriver for 15, 20 years. Of course you'd be bored to death.
Yeah.
You know, and what's really a trip is that I read a book that told me once that all that unused knowledge becomes what your ego uses against you. Yeah, because now you got more things to be guilty about, feel upset with yourself about, talk about you, how you should be doing more. Yeah, it's like, so your ego goes, oh, you got all this knowledge you're not using. See, this is just another example of how you don't ever do what you say you're going to do. So all that unused knowledge is going to become a burden to you. So, you know, so what I will advise you is that if you're not ready to use it yet, this is what Spirit told me to say, if you're not ready to use it yet, to protect yourself, because you start using it against you, forget it.
Right.
So if you've successfully forgotten the truth, you're just protecting yourself. So we're going to be on page... Oh my goodness, okay. We're going to be on page 308, paragraph 8. And I give it's a nice soft floor. I give everybody here permission to fall out on the floor and pass out. Okay? So this is so loving, it's going to be another tough night. Okay, here we go. And y'all told me I could act this out any kind of way I wanted to. All right. Okay, so I'm free, right? Okay, great. Start at paragraph 7. The author of the course, who claims to be Jesus coming back to get everybody straight about all the stuff that they said is not the truth, that didn't come from him, like anything fearful, anything just about attack and guilt, says, in this season, Christmas, which is when this came through, page 308, paragraph 7, chapter 15, page 308, paragraph 7. In this season, Christmas, what does Christmas mean? It's the season that you celebrate the birth of holiness into this world. So the course says, I'm going to give you some of these definitions to get rid of some of the mystery. One definition of holiness is innocence. So in this season, Christmas, so Christmas can be any time of year. This is Christmas. Okay, because right now we are celebrating the birth of our innocence into the world. Finally, I'm not focusing on my guilt. Finally, I'm focused on my innocence. So this is Christmas for you. This is Christmas time. And we're here tonight to celebrate the birth of your innocence in this world. So I want you to join with me. I want you to join with me because I decided for innocence for you. I'm saying you all are innocent, so I really wish you join with me because I want to celebrate your innocence. Would you join with me in celebrating your innocence? So thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Would you loan me $50?
Merry Christmas.
Because you're in such an agreeable mood. I mean, that's $50 too, you know. Well, Jesus got quite a sense of humor. And obviously being here where we are, God has a sense of humor. Somebody does. You know, somebody laughing. Somebody's laughing hard somewhere, right? So, okay. In this season, Christmas, we celebrate the birth of innocence into this world. Join with me who decided for innocence for you. This is real time. It is our task together. Right? It's our task together, right? To do what? To restore the awareness of magnitude to the host whom God appointed for himself. That simply means the reason why we're here together tonight is to restore the awareness of magnitude to each other. We are here to help each other remember how great and magnificent we are. That's why we're in the room. It's not about what your boss did today. It's not about what somebody did to you 6 months ago. It's not about how you're going to pay your bills. It's not about what you're going to do in your relationship. It's not about your illness. It's not about your disease. It's about us coming together to celebrate our innocence being born into the world, and it's our task together to restore the awareness of magnitude to each other. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
All right, you hear me? That's right. All right, it is. It's so beautiful that it's ridiculous that I don't want to hear it. Also, it says, and then I love how the Course in Miracles is a real-time teaching. Everything it's saying, it's something we can do right now. Have you noticed that? Like right now, we can celebrate the birth of our innocence. Right now, you could join with me in deciding for your innocence for you. Together, we could restore the awareness of the magnitude that we have. See, everything is saying is something we could do in right now. So those who don't mind responding, please respond. Those who want to be quiet, don't you say a word. Y'all got the rules? But you people who want to say something, don't you be quiet because the quiet folk being quiet. And those who are being quiet, don't you say something just because of the loud folk being loud. Okay, that's how you have peace in an experience. Everyone's doing exactly what they want to do. But I used to hold myself back because someone else wasn't doing what I felt like doing in the moment. And I don't feel like being quiet all the time. I still have a little child in me that still likes to play. I haven't died from grown folk disease yet. You know what I'm saying? It's because my body got some wrinkles in it. That don't mean that my heart does. You know what I mean? My spirit has. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? My soul don't have no gray hairs. My body have plenty of gray hair, but my soul does not have gray hair. So I realized that today, too. It's like, oh, come on, man. You know, I don't care what's going on in your life. You can decide to feel okay for an hour. So y'all got my hour. Isn't that wonderful? This is my one. Y'all should have seen before I came in. I was depressed. I was totally depressed. But this is my hour of joy. Because what? Because you all are joining with me to celebrate my innocence and to remind me of my magnitude. How could I not be happy in a room full of people who are doing that with me for an hour? Woo! Remember, people want to be loud, be loud. People want to be quiet. Yeah, that's right. Good. So don't y'all hold back loud people, and don't y'all hold back quiet people. Okay? I saw a quiet person think they should do something. I'm going to get put out of my class now. Okay. All right. Because this is good stuff. This is good stuff. So then it says, it is our task together to restore